Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rich Horwath is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Rich is an outstanding member of our Brain Trust and has now been now for a while. He's the president of the Strategic Thinking Institute, and he's a former chief strategy officer, also a professor of strategy. He's written several books and dozens of articles on strategy, and his new book is called Deep Dive, and it's all about strategy. And he's our good friend, Rich Horwath. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be with you today.
It's good to talk to you again. Good to have you back. One of the things that I do in my work, Rich, is I do two things primarily. I teach big businesses how to speak small business as a second language.
Okay.
And I teach little companies how to compete with the big guys.
Excellent.
And that's a really important topic. And I started doing that second thing about 20 years ago when we were kind of unarmed. Small businesses were kind of unarmed. I mean, there were so many things that big businesses could claim and so many playing fields that they could play on that we had no chance to even buy a ticket for, let alone compete on the playing field. That's not true today, is it?
No, absolutely not. And I think probably the main thing that we would point to is the internet and the ability to market yourself as a large company, as having the resources, and specifically do it very cost-effectively to get out in front of people that maybe, you know, aren't in your own backyard anymore. But again, you know, even things as simple as eBay, we've seen, you know, children be able to serve people around the world. So today, you know, I think small business is, you know, has the technology to compete with big business. Now what they need are the insights to do that.
Well, one of the things that I'd like to point out, Rich, is when we say compete, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to get too confused or sidetracked by thinking, well, why would I compete with General Motors or IBM or those guys? I also want to include the idea of competing for survival and for growth in the marketplace, not competing head up with Intel or somebody like that, but competing for the dollars that are available in the marketplace. What do you think?
Yeah, Jim, I think that makes a lot of sense. You know, the reality is, like you said, we're not competing generally with those really big companies. But let's even look at the companies that might be a little bit bigger than us, or might be, you know, instead of the 800-pound gorilla, maybe they're the 350-pound gorilla, but still, you know, compared
right.
to us, they might be a little bit bigger.
Well, or if you're a local hardware store, you are competing against Lowe's and the Home Depot.
Yep, absolutely.
And so there are some of those things that happen. If you're a local restaurant, you are competing with the big chains. If you're a local pharmacist, you are competing with the big box pharmacies. So there is some of that too. But I just want you to realize that part of competing is just survival, isn't it? It's not beating them out of the business.
Absolutely, it is survival. And I think the number one thing that small businesses need to do is change their mindset. You know, I think all of a sudden, you know, we feel like we don't have enough people, we don't have enough money, and the great small business leaders that I talk to day in and day out, you know, they take a different mindset approach. They look at things like, you know what, it's actually to my advantage to not have tons of resources, tons of people, and tons of money. And the reason is because that allows the small business leader to really focus like a laser on a certain set of customers with a certain set of products. And the bigger companies, even the mid-sized companies, aren't able to do that nearly as effectively.
That's right. There's no question about it. And the thing that big companies are able to do is they're able to stay top of mind by having these atomic marketing budgets.
Yep.
Small companies don't have those things. So we can't be, we can't do carpet bombing, so to speak, with our brand. We have to be insurgents, don't we? We have to do strategic, laser-focused, almost guerrilla-type stuff, don't we?
Absolutely. And the guerrilla-type stuff, you know, really comes from one thing, is and that is being close to the customer. I know, Jim, this is really close to your strong suit as far as the age of the customer and serving the customers well. And that's the one thing small businesses, we need to realize is that we are inherently close to the customer, much closer than some of our bigger competitors. And so, you know, instead of just taking that for granted, we need to leverage the fact that we are closer to the customer and take those insights. You know, what's keeping the customer up at night? What is the customer feeling from a pain perspective? Mm-hmm. How can we make their life easier?
And yet, Rich, we have the ability to do all those things with much greater ease, with much greater efficiency, and with much greater ability to address those things, and yet way too many small business owners don't do any of that.
Exactly. And the reason,
how do we fix that, Rich?
Well, you know, here's where I think it comes down to. The reason we don't take advantage of that oftentimes is because we're too reactive. You know, we see other companies in our market, you know, doing things, and we think we've got to react. Well, they just lowered their price, so we need to lower our price. Mm-hmm. They just came out with a special promotion. We need to come out with a special promotion.
Right.
So I think the number one way that we can take advantage of those insights is to actually stop, pull our people in for a half day, maybe a couple hours over lunch, our salespeople, our marketing people, it might just be the people in the office, and actually talk about what is the strategy that we're going to use for the next quarter, mm-hmm. for the next few months? Because the problem, Jim, is as small business leaders, we too often are only focused on the operations and we're not focused on the strategic picture. What are we going to do longer term, as you talked about earlier, to survive and to thrive in the marketplace, yep. and how are we going to use those insights? It's not going to automatically happen. We have to sit down and actually think about it.
Stop thinking that the reason people do business with your small business is because of the price of your product.
Yep.
You got to stop thinking about that, folks.
Yep.
You got to charge enough to stay in business, and then you have to deliver the value that makes that a good deal.
Yep, Jim, that's a great point. Again, you know, you look at the companies that are doing well today. They're companies that have good products and good services, and they have good reputations.
Right.
And in small business, that is your livelihood.
That's the coin of your realm, ladies and gentlemen. Rich Horwath, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to talk some more about this kind of strategy with our strategy expert, Rich Horwath. His book is called Deep Dive, available wherever books are sold. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.